All right. On the line with us, a man who knows a thing or two about exotic and outback and adventure and fishing. He is Danny Thompson, regional sales manager with Garmin. Good morning, Danny. How are you?
Good morning. How's it going?
Oh, we're pumped, man. It is an absolutely brilliant day up here in South Central Ontario, and we're excited. I think fishing season is just around the corner, Danny.
Oh, yeah, I tell you what, it's fishing opener here in Minnesota today, and we got a beautiful day here as well.
Nice. Good to hear. A ton of new products that you guys have introduced in the last year. It's almost, you know what? I have one, by the way, I have a complaint about Garmin.
Uh-oh.
I can't keep up with you. I can't keep up with you. I just learned the technology, and all of a sudden, there's a whole new direction I got to head into. What's up with that?
Well, you know, we have so much good stuff coming out right now. We announced the Navionics mapping like we talked last time. We got these new EchoMap 10-inch and 12-inch units. We started shipping those this week. That's a product that I'm very excited about.
Talk to us about it, would you?
Well, you know, we've always had the EchoMap units, you know, where they went from the 4-inch up to the 9-inch, and we just kind of never had the bigger screens in that lineup of units. And, you know, now with those things being able to network and share waypoints and all that kind of stuff, you know, if a customer bought one of the ice bundles in the winter, they can put that up front and now buy the 12-inch unit and put it on the dash. I mean, it gives you so much more screen. You can do, you know, more windows on there. You got two network ports. It has the LVS 12 live scope built in. Still a quick release bracket, though. You know, you got 12-inch unit, 10-inch unit, and you can easily, with the snap of a button, pop that screen right off of there and move it over to another boat or take it out of there at night when you're tied up to the dock. So those EchoMaps, I mean, they're doing really well for us.
You know, a buddy of mine has one of those, and, you know, every time we get together and share a boat for an afternoon or a morning, you know, he's always saying to me, you know, I don't know why you have all those built-in pieces of electronics, man. My little portable unit, I just take it in and out of the boat. I can move it from boat to boat. It works just as good. Now, this guy is really good at reading it, right? He's turned this thing into a real, real valuable fishing tool. And he swears that that little unit, and it's inexpensive as hell.
Yeah.
He swears that it's as good as all the, like if you look at our boat, it looks like NASA, right? And he says,
yeah.
you're crazy.
Yeah, I have one. I have one, on, one on, my, on my kayak.
Yeah.
And it's perfect.
Yep.
It's not in the way. It's,
yeah.
It's amazing.
Yeah. So I understand what you're saying there, Danny, for sure. But you know me, I have to have the leading edge stuff. I got to have bigger, badder, and all that stuff.
1080p,
4K. Yeah. talk to us about Panoptics again, would you? There's a lot of people interested. Most of them have no clue what it is. We try and, you know, put it up on the internet and explain, as do all of the Garmin pros. But sometimes, you know, it's a little too in-depth. Break it down for us. Give us the poor man's version of that that product.
Well, you know, the biggest thing about the Panoptics and the live scope is just the fact there's two big things. One, it's live sonar, okay? And two, it's such a wide coverage area. And so, you know, always in the past when we're marking this stuff, we go over a fish or a piece of structure and we get that arc or we get that structure on the bottom. And we see it, but we don't really know exactly what it's doing or where it's going or anything like that. Where with this Panoptics and the live scope technology now, it's live time. So you're driving over fish, but you're seeing those fish swimming around. You can see how they react to your bait. You can see, you know, where sometimes I've seen them where they spook from your boat in real clear lakes, even in 20 feet of water. They'll kind of shoot down into the sides. And, you know, even in a bass fishing example where you're in shallow water, I mean, last summer I was pitching, you know, a jig and a plastic up into some milfoil at bass, and I could see them in the weeds swimming towards my bait.
I know. It's giving me shivers right now. Every time I use that unit, I'm learning something, and it is absolutely outstanding. We use it religiously, as you know now, Danny, and I don't even know how we could I don't even know how we can fish without it anymore, to be very honest with you. I guess the simplest explanation from my standpoint is you've got, you now truly have, I know this slogan has been used before, but now you truly have eyes underwater because it's real time and it is happening right now and you can see it. I mean, next to having a camera that can look around 360 degrees and 150 feet ahead, this is it, man.
And in any water clarity.
Exactly. That's the key. For those folks who use cameras underwater, you know that there's limitations. This has no limitations. None. Zero. And it is, I'm predicting in the next, I don't know, 12 months, 24 months, it's going to be the only instrument that you need underwater for sure. It is fantastic. What else you got for me?
Well, you know, there's a lot of new stuff coming. So, you know, this year's going to be a real exciting year for Garmin. We're always trying to innovate and come out with new stuff. So, you know, I get kind of a sneak peek at some of the stuff we got coming. So I just tell the customers, you really want to stay tuned to Garmin this summer and see what we got coming. It's going to be an exciting summer. Other than that, I mean, it just, you know, we're starting to finally get some open water. It was like winter's been hanging on. I was driving, you know, across the UP of Michigan this week, and there was about 7-8 inches of snow on the ground that was coming down. And I'm just really ready for this nice weather to get out and put the live scope and some of these Garmin units to work.
Oh, man, you and me both, brother. Listen, we appreciate you joining us every week we don't get you often enough. I'd like to have you on every week, actually. That was a faux pas on my part. But we do really appreciate the information that you give us, and always a pleasure. And we got to get together and do some fishing, man.
Yeah, for sure. For sure.
All right, Danny. Thanks, buddy. Danny Thompson, regional sales manager at Garmin. I'm going to break something right now, but I can do this because all I'm doing is breaking something that was out on the internet yesterday.
Okay.
And I didn't want to do it in front of Danny because I didn't want to put him in a compromising position. All right? No, you're laughing. Bill Dance, the legendary Bill Dance.
Yes, the one that jumps in the water in the commercials.
My good old friend Bill Dance.
Yep.
Yesterday, he went on the internet, and it's gone viral, by the way. He was sitting on a set, a location for a commercial. They're obviously shooting a commercial with him.
Yep.
For Garmin. And he was not, and it was like he was sneaking this little video opportunity. It was hiding behind trees. And he just said, very simply, Garmin, electric motors, wow.
Oh, my. That's
Garmin,
cool.
Electric motors, wow. I've heard rumors. Now he just confirmed it for me. There you go. By the way, before we break off and go to this break, I want to do a quick little reach out to the folks at Fish TV. Okay. And I watch them here every Saturday morning as I'm on the air. You know, we've worked with them at the Sportsman Show.
Yep.
Great people. I want to commend them. I want to applaud them. They are the only other Canadian fishing show that depicts the wearing of life jackets every single week. Without fail, it doesn't matter what part of the world they're fishing, because there's always excuses, too hot in Florida to fish with a life jacket. Okay, doesn't matter what part of the world they're fishing, Leo, Ron, they have their life jackets on religiously. And I applaud them for it. It's called Fish TV. It's on global television. Check them out. They're good guys. All right, quick break. More after this. Don't you dare go away.